from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou reporting. After being sanctioned, Russia sanctions the U.S. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia for its meddling in U.S. elections. Putin saying discussing options in his country has to respond to the U.S. sanctions. He told interviewers that we have a large number of options. We are responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations. The Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, weighed in on the sanctions passed last week by the U.S. Senate.
And I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. After the Senate, the day before yesterday, voted, or rather on the 27th of July, voted, so overwhelmingly on a completely weird and unacceptable piece of legislation.
Mr. Ryabkov defended the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, who had several very controversial conversations with people close to candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign.
He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet, if you know what it means.
Russia is accused of interfering in the last presidential election in order to help real estate mogul Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. Sunday's voting in Venezuela assembly elections included protests, violence, and people getting killed, but President Nicolas Maduro says the vote was a success that was aimed at restoring peace and unity in the country. I'm Philip Alexiou. This is VOA News. Well, the New York Times reporting White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci is out of a job after only stepping in a little over a week ago. This coming as the new White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was sworn in today in his new job. Kelly's a retired Marine Corps general who was also the head of Homeland Security. But now John Kelly is now in charge of moving the presidency into another direction. Just 6 months into President Trump's tenure as president, Kelly officially was sworn in earlier today. Here's President Trump.
We just swore in General Kelly. He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as Chief of Staff. What he's done in terms of homeland security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit. And with a very controversial situation, there's been very little controversy, which is pretty amazing by itself.
Now, if anyone thinks all the changes going on at the White House or if the hiring of John Kelly is a sign the presidency is in a state of chaos or confusion, well, President Trump reminded the country that much is going right since he took the helm.
Well, I think we've done very well. We've done very well. Lots of records created, John. You look at stock markets, the highest it's ever been. Unemployment, lowest in 17 years. Companies are doing tremendously well. Business spirit is the highest it's ever been, according to polls. You look at the polls, the highest it's ever been in the history of these polls. We're doing very well. We have a tremendous base.
Also at the White House today, President Trump uttering assurances during the start of his campaign warning that the threat from North Korea will be taken care of. Now, on Saturday, the president, a day after North Korea tested a ballistic missile that it claims can reach all of the United States, took to social media with a blunt chastisement of China, which is North Korea's powerful neighbor and its single significant ally. Today, at the United Nations, China's ambassador to the U.N. and president of the U.N. Security Council for July, Li Jiao, responded saying the two principal parties are the U.S. and North Korea.
If the two principal parties refuse to move towards what is required by the Security Council resolution, de-escalation of tension, negotiations to achieve denuclearization and peace and stability, and also to resume dialogue, then no matter how capable China is, China's efforts will not yield practical results.
That's a look at the news for this hour. For all the news, go to voanews.com. I'm Philip Alexiou in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.